It's World Breastfeeding Week, and it's my absolute pleasure this morning to have join in studio Dr. Chantal Witten. She's from the Center of Excellence for Food Security at the University of the Western Cape. Chantal, welcome to OFM.
Thank you, Yolanda, and thank you to the listeners as well.
So today we are unpacking a very important topic, and we're going to do this under the topic of formula is fake news. And this comes from the World Health Organization report. And we're first going to talk about why we say that we need to counteract the insidious and manipulative marketing of the infant formula industry. That's a mouthful, Chantal. And how do we do this?
Well, Yolanda, WHO, which is the World Health Organization, has put out a report earlier this year, which really looks at the marketing of infant formula. And the reason why they've done that is because breastfeeding is decreasing. And this has a negative effect on babies and a negative effect on child health. And it's affecting many, many countries. And so WHO looked at how does infant formula market and why do we buy this formula and why do women not breastfeed? And so what they found is those strategies actually undermine mothers way before they have their babies. So when moms are pregnant, they're starting to get information from the infant formula companies via retailers, via health workers, via social media. In fact, social media is the strongest marketing strategy. And what they're basically saying is women are captured and women are given this false information because no, breastfeeding is not difficult. No, mom's milk is the best. No, mom's milk is going to change because of her health. And so that is insidious because it's undermining women's ability to then make a decision that's not influenced by the infant formula industry.
So you've touched on fake news being part of this whole social media world that we find ourselves in, and we've all been confronted with fake news. So then why do we say that formula marketing is fake news?
Well, we are saying that formula marketing is fake news because it's not balanced news. It's not getting the information together with how breastfeeding is the best. So every woman can pick up a tin and on the top of the tin it says breast milk is the best, but, and it's in that but that we undermine mothers. And so mothers are bombarded with this information that formula is the same as breast milk. Formula is going to help me when my child is crabby. Formula is going to help me when my child is cramping. And it's fake because it is so insidious. When we say insidious, it's underlying. It's coming through social media. It's coming through influencers. It's coming through people paid to talk about formula. And it's not direct marketing. So it's not a billboard. It's not a TV ad. It's not a magazine. Because South Africa has laws. And the international code against the inappropriate marketing of formula makes that illegal. And so they've gone, let's call it, underground. Let's call it guerrilla warfare. So it's very, very subtle, but it's taking away your right to make an informed choice.